Well, Buena Vista is totally gay. It's about looking for sex and having sex in Buena Vista Park. I don't know that you can get gayer than that. And it's just so evocative of San Francisco in the 70s.
There's a chill in my bedroom, the storm in the park. What with these guys in their Levi's just out for a lark. I know I missed my dinner, I know you know that I've been in Buena Vista, striking matches in the wind. Well, it's a series of signals, innuendos and keys, and it's a lovely combination of romance and sleaze. And I can always take those scratches with a silly kind of grin in Buena Vista, striking matches in the wind. Now don't you go passing any judgment, don't go cutting down the trees. Cause honey, I've seen you from my window, brushing the dirt from your knees. I'm in control of where I'm going, it could end or begin in Buena Vista, striking matches in the wind. In Buena Vista, striking matches in the wind. So there.
That was Stephen Grossman singing Buena Vista, recorded in 1991, and it starts off a very special edition of Queer Music Heritage. This is J.D. Doyle, and I've been waiting to do this show for years. The show is about the release of a CD of material recorded by Stephen Grossman in early May of 1991, about 6 weeks before his death on June 23rd. Grossman is one of my gay music heroes, and here's one of the reasons why. Not only was he one of the earliest artists to record lyrically gay material, but he was the first to have an album released on a major label. The label was Mercury, and the album was called Caravan Tonight, released in April of 1974. By the way, parts 2 and 3 of this show are devoted entirely to that first album, and will include some special interviews. To put things in perspective, it was only the year before Grossman's album that the first privately released lesbian album came out, by Alex Dobkin, and Olivia Records started their long run of releases also in 1974. So an openly gay album on a major label was a big deal. Now, unfortunately, it did not open any floodgates, as it apparently did not sell as the label had hoped. So another release was not done. But it gave hope and an example to other gay and lesbian artists and to their fans. It was a bit of gay visibility long overdue. Before we get into more music from the new album, I want to share perhaps the most known song from the 1974 Caravan Tonight album, and it's my favorite. The song is called Out, and the version I'm sharing is a live one from a radio concert from 1975. So even if you know his work, it's likely you've never heard it done live. Stephen Grossman and Out.
Mama, dear mama, I have something important to say. Yes, I know you didn't plan on me turning out this way. Well, you didn't fail me, Mom, and I don't love you any less. Cause for me, it's just a matter of what suits me best. Well, I know it's hard for you to take, and it's nothing you would brag when firstborn turns out to be a. Now, Papa, Papa, did I spoil your dreams? I know you wanted to see me marching in the Marines. Ah, but that won't prove my manhood, as it didn't prove yours. Because I went to talk to that landlord while you stood behind the door. Well, I hear you calling me crazy, but I think it's out of fear, because you're not so sure that you aren't. Now, brother, hey, little brother, tell me what you're gonna do if everything that has happened to me someday happens to you. We try to grin and bear it, we hate yourself inside, but will you walk with me in the sunshine? Said I feel that the sun's gonna shine, and we won't have to hide, for there are all kinds of people who happen to be this way, and there's really nothing wrong with being, oh, the way it used to, yeah. Nothing wrong with being, I tell you it's okay. Nothing wrong with being gay.
That track was from a radio show called Fruit Punch, hosted by Steve O'Neill on KPFA in Berkeley, and it is courtesy of the GLBT Historical Society in San Francisco, and is the first of three live tracks you'll hear during this hour. When no follow-up to the Caravan Tonight album happened, Stephen Grossman did continue writing, though not prolifically, and he performed often in San Francisco where he lived in those years, and that included several radio performances. Stephen's life was cut short by AIDS, and it was only through the efforts of his close friends that recordings of a number of his unreleased songs were done, and this is that story. The album, released 20 years after his death, is called Something in the Moonlight, and the opening song, Buena Vista, was actually the only song to be released earlier. It appeared on a 1998 various artist compilation called Fruit Cocktail, and you heard the voice of Richard Jaworkin introing it at the start of the show. Richard will tell much of this story, but I don't want to get too far without sharing with you more music from the new Grossman CD. So here's an early song written by Stephen when he still lived in New York City, about missing a boyfriend named Chris, who had moved to San Francisco. Here's the song, California Now.
I've been going out nightly, doesn't much matter where. I get home every day or so to water my plants and check the mail. Go out for the evening paper, watch the children at the candy store. Pass the grocery and the fruit stands, I don't shop much anymore. It seems we came to a decision, but I swear I don't remember how. No, it's selfish to ask, but must you be in California now?
must you be? In California now, we call it a vacation. I needed time to be alone. I said I'd come to live with you in half a year, when all my work here was done. My producers bought me this piano. My writing, well, it's coming along. But for the sad preoccupation that finds its way into every song, it seems we came to an agreement, but I swear I don't remember how. I know it's crazy to ask, but must you be in California now? Must you be in California now? There are others who dream of you, others who know your nights. I don't suspect you'll be lonely, that I could see you before our time. I go with men from the bar who ask me for my company, but there just isn't that connection. You'd call me blood. You would call me blood. I'd call you family. It seems we came to a decision, but I swear I don't remember how. Yet I believe we'll be together, even though you're in California now. I believe, I believe in California now.
Richard Dworkin was assistant producer on the new Stephen Grossman album, and I'm pleased to say that I've known him for a number of years. He's an active session drummer and was a member of the jazz ensemble Microscopic Septet and played on a number of albums in my collection, including those of Doug Stevens and the Outband, David Clement, Blackberry, and he played on and produced the albums of another hero of mine, Michael Callen, both as a solo artist and with the Flirtations. And Richard was also in the popular San Francisco very gay band, Buena Vista. But this interview's focus was on Stephen Grossman, so I started by asking how they met.
While I was working with Buena Vista, and after I worked with Buena Vista, I worked briefly with Stephen Grossman. I met Stephen shortly after he moved to San Francisco in about 1975. Would run into him socially. Eventually, we came to play a few gigs together. Stephen wasn't performing very much by then, and I was always encouraging him to do so and encouraging him to write more songs and record more. I remember playing with him at a place called The City in San Francisco, which was in fact a disco. It was the place where Buena Vista was filmed for the movie Word Is Out, actually. Actually, Stephen was my last roommate in San Francisco. He was looking for a place to live, and I had a spare room in my flat in the Castro, and Stephen moved into that room.
How long did you room together?
A year or two, and then I moved to New York.
So you were probably pretty involved with his music.
To the extent that he was making music, which was not a large extent, I was very involved with it, yes. Stephen was not a prolific songwriter. As far as I know, there's less than 36 tunes of his that exist. But basically, Stephen sort of gave up on music. Yeah, he sort of gave up on it. It was after the Mercury album, and he had toured with that, and he had moved to San Francisco. And he'd come back to New York in 1976 to meet again with his producers to talk about making a new album. And basically, the impression I got was they said, well, it's sort of too gay, and that's not going to fly now. Which is sort of ironic, considering that his producer signed him on the basis that he was gay. But in the commercial atmosphere of music in 1976, they felt that he shouldn't be so explicit. Stephen wrote about this in his song, The Last Pioneers, about that trip to New York.
So didn't he write much after that?
I don't think he wrote much after that. He didn't perform much after that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he had 24 public performances the rest of his life.
And they solicited him as a gay artist.
Correct.
Do you remember the time leading up to that with him?
Oh, on the Mercury record. I didn't know him then. Stephen's album, Caravan Tonight, was released in 1974. We can talk about that to the extent that I know about it if you want.
Yeah.
Here's how Stephen came to make Caravan Tonight, as far as I know and recall, is that he read a classified ad in the Village Voice that was soliciting a gay singer-songwriter to make a record. And it said, tapes only. And he didn't have a tape. Stephen was pretty young then. I think he was 22, 23 years old. But he called the number and he said, look, I don't have a tape, but give me 5 minutes. Just give me 5 minutes. And he said he heard the guy saying, hold on, and conferring with somebody else. And they said, okay, you know, be at such and such a place at such and such a time. And he went and auditioned and he got the gig. This was in New York City. Stephen was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
I don't like to go too long without hearing some music. So could you please tell us about the song Mostly Like Children?
Mostly Like Children. Mostly Like Children in grown-up clothes. It's sort of about dressing up to go out. And it might sort of be dressing up and putting on makeup to cover your chaos lesions, too.
Alone with the TV, alone in the house, with make-believe coffee in an oversized blouse, giggling in the mirror with a red runny nose. Is a daydreaming child in grown-up clothes. There's a daydreaming child in grown-up clothes, grown-up clothes. Alone with the records, alone in a room, with a make-believe audience and a microphone room, taking bows from the sofa in socks without toes. Is a child with vision in grown-up clothes. There's a child with vision in grown-up clothes, grown-up clothes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you quit it, quit it, didn't do. Thank you.
alone by the window, alone in a sheet, in make-believe love light and a mysterious heat, heady with adventure and for a friend that often shows, dressed in childlike wonder and grown-up clothes, dressed in childlike wonder and grown-up clothes. Well, I believe that we are mostly like these children in grown-up clothes.
How did you come to get the material for the new CD?
What happened was, well, I should back up and preface that by saying Stephen had the good fortune to go to high school in Brooklyn with Judith Castleberry and Jacques Dupre of the musical group Castleberry and Dupre, and they were his lifelong friends. And it was Judith Castleberry who encouraged Stephen to record more of his songs in the early 90s. Stephen was ill with AIDS. He had Kaposi sarcoma. And Judith encouraged him to come to New York and do some recording with me and with some other people. And Stephen came here and we had some meetings about the project. And Stephen had what turned out to be his last birthday party at which he performed. The last time I saw Stephen was on 13th Street near the Gay Community Center here in New York. And it was the fall and he said, "It's just too cold, I have to go home." Sort of implicit in that was the idea that we would never make this recording. However, Judith Castleberry came to his house one day and said, "Stephen, we're going to the recording studio." I mean, he was very, very sick. He was not even dressing and going outside, as I understand. And so he said, "Totally impossible, couldn't possibly, I'm too sick, no way, I'm not getting dressed." She said, "Yes, get your clothes on, we are going." And I think she's probably the only person who could get away with that and whom he would obey in that situation, or trust enough to go with. And so he went with her to a recording studio, and they recorded with guitar accompaniment an album's worth of material. It was about a month or two before he died in June of 1991. I believe he was 39, so it would have been 91.
And what happened to the tapes after that?
Well, in 1993, we worked on it a lot. There was some money to work on it, and Judith was the producer of this project, and I was sort of the concert master in terms of finding musicians to play on it, in some cases arrangers. So we did a lot of work on it in terms of putting backup tracks on it in 1993. But the money ran out, and Judith moved on to other things in her life. And I got very busy doing Michael Callan's Legacy album. And it sort of sat there for a long time, until recently, when we scared up a little money to finish it.
And what's the name of the project?
Stephen's new album, Something in the Moonlight.
Is that one of the songs?
It is indeed one of the songs. It's one of the last, or perhaps the last song that Stephen wrote. It's sort of pondering the possibility of an afterlife, which I'm sure Stephen was pondering at that point in his life. Something in the Moonlight.
It's not that you're here, though I know you're away. Why do you take up my time? Have you come to stay? We don't talk like we used to. In fact, you never say a word, but I feel you crawling inside me, climbing up the stairs. They try to tell me you couldn't be there, but it's the same preoccupation I think of you the most. When they ask me, I ask them, do you believe in ghosts? Something's in the moonlight just outside the door, parachuting silently, coming to haunt me some more. Something's in the moonlight. Could it be a rebellious star? Come to Earth to tell me of a home afar. Everyone who ever was, everyone to be, what do you do with your time in it?
Can you talk about some of the other songs on the album?
Well, my favorite two cuts on the album are my favorite Stephen Grossman songs post Caravan Tonight, which are A Greasy Griddle and A Short Order Cook, or Greasy Griddle, as I've been calling it for 25 years, and the song Buena Vista, which actually has already appeared on Mitch Gallup's Fruit Cocktail compilation. Greasy Griddle, I had always envisioned as sort of a big band arrangement. One of the things we had to consider in producing this record, which I think Judith Castleberry did a really good job of working with, is the nature of Stephen's vocal performances, which are, well, first there's his register, which is sort of low, certainly for a pop singer of this era. And they're sort of subdued, you know. He didn't have a lot of energy at that point in his life. Not that they're lacking energy, but they're just not, they're not like shout-outs or anything, you know. He was projecting enough, but it's not the kind of thing that you could put a big band behind and have the big band not overwhelm it. So what we came up with was an a cappella arrangement. I paired Stephen with one of my favorite a cappella groups, the Bobs, who originated in San Francisco. So that seemed sort of appropriate as well. And so that's what you'll hear, is Stephen singing in front of the Bobs on the song Greasy Griddle, A Greasy Griddle and A Short Order Cook, which is about sort of flirting with a guy, with a short order cook. And I always envisaged that occurring in a place called Andy's Donuts, which was a late night hangout on Castro Street in the 70s.
In a Castro cafe after hours, craving burgers, buns, and fries, I was reaching for hot sauce and salt on the counter when the flip of the neck caught my eye. There was a crazy wrist action, it started the attraction, the sunny side over that got me to look. I couldn't ask for a better sight. On a long and a cold Monday night, yeah, and a greasy griddle, a short order cook, boy. A greasy griddle and a short order cook, boy. He's got a hell of a lot of work, but be a hell of a lot of cooking tonight. Tonight, tonight, tonight. He's got a hell of a lot of work, but be a hell of a lot of cooking tonight. Waiters and sneakers chasing the air, carrying water, checks and change. I was trying to stay steady, but my feet began to swivel to the sound of something sizzling on the range. It wasn't a fish deep frying that got me sighing, but a voice so cherry that everything shook. A Broadway evening couldn't be finer than the show that was playing at the diner. A greasy griddle, a short order cook, boy. A greasy griddle and a short order cook. You got a hell of a lot of work, will be a hell of a lot of cooking tonight. Tonight, tonight, tonight. You got a hell of a lot of work, will be a hell of a lot of cooking tonight.
Now how about another cup of coffee?
No, no.
Another piece of pie?
No, whoa, there's only one thing I'm wanting to go. Well, it's a quarter to four and I ought to be at home, covered up and cozy with some cuddly guy. If the deficit's good before, then when it's time to go, I'm gonna look for that neon sign in the sky where the muffins are popping and the kitchen is hopping. I will never again settle for a rocker and book. The equator couldn't be much hotter than the time I will make when I've got a greasy griddle, a short order cook, boy. A greasy griddle and a short order cook, boy. A greasy griddle and a short order cook, boy.
A greasy griddle
and a do you a short order cook, hey yeah.
Can you please talk about the song Winter Story?
Well, Winter Story is a song about Stephen missing Austin. And Austin is the boyfriend Stephen wrote about in the title tune from his album, Caravan Tonight. The first line, of course, of the first song on Stephen's record is, Austin, you've got that gypsy in your eye.
There's a storm in the making, my windows are shaking, newspapers swirl in the sky, oh. The radio this morning gave overcast warnings I was never good at taking goodbyes, goodbyes. Do you remember when we first joined plans? My friend, we had no way to know, if a summer's worth of kisses in the sand could build us a castle in the snow. It's a winter story, the jealousy, the fury, camphor, the soul, the season to hold. It's a numbing of life, flowing water to ice, the muffler and the sneeze and a damp ominous breeze. I was never good at taking goodbyes. Do you remember how we were together last? My friend, there's no way I know, I know that the flower of a seed miscast can carry its own through the snow. It's a winter story, the trickery, the glory, credit at the store and blankets for the poor. It's a chilling of blood, cleansing water to mud, the tinsel and the star and an ominous wind from afar. It's a winter story, the jealousy, the fury, fire in the trash and flurries on the lash. It's a coming of frost and I'm missing you, Austin. You're quiet and you storm, your body so willing and warm, willing and warm. I was never good at taking, never, never good at taking. I was never good at taking goodbyes.
You heard Richard talk about Stephen's boyfriend at that time, Austin. And here's something you may not expect. I've got some comments from that very same person. He's Austin Noto, and while they were not a couple long, they remained friends until Stephen's death. Before those interview comments, though, I think I'll first let you hear the song that talks about Austin, the title track from Caravan Tonight. But instead of the album version, here's a live track from a radio performance, complete with Stephen introducing it.
Thank you kindly. I was raised in New York, and California was always a place for me where I would come for refuge whenever I was freaking out, or whenever I just smashed up with somebody, or whatever. I'd get on, find the easiest transportation I could, and just get out here as quick as I can. And the first time I was here, this song came about 2 days after I got here on the piano, which I don't play too well. But suddenly it just happened. It's called Caravan Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, you got that gypsy in your eye. We have Fogan months behind us. Now you think I'm too possessive, though your head is on my knee. Your mind is just outside of town, your ears are ringing for that carefree tambourine. There's a caravan tonight, it will be passing by our window. We have many years before us. Last night while you were sleeping, I put patches on your pants, and I watched you in your dreams, and I waited for the sun to bring you home, to bring you home, to bring you home. Now if the freedom your heart embraces is nothing but a vision in the sand, you know I'll be waiting here. I'll be your oasis, I'll be your promise, your promised land. Austin, you got that fever in your head. You say security confines you. My laughter weighs you down. You know the fault is in our years. There's no difference in desire. Hey, I used to wander with my father's violin. There's a caravan tonight. It approaches in the market. There's a rushing of flounces and rhythm swinging feet. There's a boy in scarlet sashes, and he's calling out the names of the lovers that he left here once before, once before, once before. Now if the freedom your heart embraces is nothing but a vision in the sand, you know I'll be waiting here. I'll be your oasis, I'll be your promise, your promised land, your promised land, your promised land. Austin, you got that gypsy rat. There's a boy outside that window with the moon upon his shoulders. Though your kisses on my lips, your senses rich beyond control, your heart it's racing with this crazy castanets. There's a caravan tonight, I can hear it in the distance. You have many years before you. Last night while you were sleeping, I put patches on your pants and watched you in your dreams, and I waited for the sun to bring you home.
That was another track from the radio show Fruit Punch from August of 1975 and courtesy of the GLBT Historical Society in San Francisco. And I thank Austin Noto for these comments about Stephen.
The song Caravan Tonight was directed to you, starting with the lyrics, Austin, you've got that gypsy in your eye. Can you tell me about the inspiration for that song?
Well, the best I could put it as is that I was 17 years old and very young and naive and not really knowing if, you know, the first person I met was the one I was going to spend the rest of my life with.
And were you a couple or boyfriends or what?
Yes. We were a couple, and as the song says, for 4 months, as he says in the song, we have 4 good months behind us.
Did you know about the song before it appeared on the album?
He told me when he was recording it, and I actually went to the studio while they were recording the album and got to watch them making it. It's funny because when he wrote a song to me when we first got together, and I asked him to take my name out of it because I was basically 17 and still in the closet. And I guess once we broke up, he felt all bets were off. And I'm actually glad he did, you know, use my name.
Can you talk a little bit about Stephen as a person?
He's probably one of the smartest people I've ever met. He was, I don't know, just always trying to do the right thing and had a great sense of humor, very funny. And I was honored to have known him.
I've gotten the impression he was kind of a, if you will, a quiet performer. Kind of a mellow and soft-spoken and...
Yes, you're right. He just had the ability to make people cry. He just actually, you know, knew how to get to those places that get people right to the core.
Did you happen to be around when the album came out to know his reaction to how it was received and so forth?
Yeah, he played lots of places. I think he was hoping he would have sold better, but, you know, he had the opportunity to come back and make more music, but his producers wanted him to change all the nouns to make the whole thing heterosexual. And he said no, and they said, well, then we're not doing it. So that's actually why he only recorded one album.
The album got pretty good promotion at first. I found large ads for it in magazines.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't look like Mercury followed up on it much.
No, I think once they saw that the sales weren't what they thought it was going to be, they just decided to cut their losses. That's my guess.
I think the market at that time, maybe Mercury was thinking they would tap into the glam market.
Exactly. Yeah, and that couldn't be further from, you know, he was more like a gay Cat Stevens rather than a gay...
David Bowie.
Right.
Did you know that Twiggy recorded Caravan Tonight?
Yes, I did, and actually Stephen loved it because he said he really didn't like her version, but he did enjoy the royalty checks. Yeah, we got a big laugh. I actually have it on my iPod.
Is there anything else I should ask you about Stephen, or anything else, comments you want to make?
Like I said, it was definitely an honor to know him, and I'm very glad I did, and he just meant more than you could ever know to me. Thank you again for all you've done for Stephen.
I'm glad to spread the word.
And you hear that music in the background? I thought this would be a good time to slip in just a bit of the version of the song Caravan Tonight you heard Austin Noto and I just talk about. It's done by 70s supermodel Twiggy. It's from her self-titled debut album from 1976.
Austin, you got that gypsy in your eye. We have broken months behind us. Now you think I'm too possessive. Though your head is on my knee, your mind is just outside of town. Your ears are ringing for that carefree tambourine. There's a caravan tonight. It will be passing by window. We have many years before us. Last night while you were sleeping, I put patches on your pants, and I watched you in your jeans, and I waited for the sun to bring you home.
And I've got another special treat from that same 1975 concert, including the live version you heard of the song Caravan Tonight, was an unreleased song. And as it's not on the new album, it's still unreleased. And I'm delighted to be likely the only person to play the song on the radio in the last 36 years. I am again grateful to my source for this and am including their intro to Stephen Grossman and the song Siamese Twins.
The following historic audio is brought to you by the GLBT Historical Society. Join us today and help open our new museum in San Francisco's Castro District. To find out more, visit our webpage at glbthistory.org.
There's this real popular syndrome that I see going around. It's probably been going around a long time. And how best can I explain it? It has to do a lot with just feeling yourself incomplete, feeling your only half until you find Mr. or Ms. or whatever, everything, you know? And then when you find that person, you become one and all that, and isolate yourself from everybody else, and it just progresses into sometimes madness. And this song is about kind of some of those symptoms that you'll find in an ailing relationship. I call it Siamese twins.
Coupledom is fine. If you remember who you are. But I'm afraid this kind of marriage, my friend, might be taking it a bit too far. We ride the D train in the morning, swinging on the same strap. You wear my pants and my sneakers,
the shirt off my back. Sometimes you can't even tell where your body ends and my touch begins. I swear we should have been born as Siamese twins. They tell me exercise some freedom, get out and do something on your own. But I feel guilty if I leave you by yourself and oh, so worried if I'm the first one home. Now I go to open a letter, I see both of our names. We share all of the credit, but take all of the blame. We play confession Sunday mornings, we repent the same sin. I swear we should have been born as Siamese twins. And so it seems we are ever searching for that liberated household in the sky. We talk menages and praising and consciousness raising, but we seldom go and give it a try. I play the chords with my left hand and you strum with the right. We have repetitious arguments, identical gripes. Now with a local anesthetic and a small piece of skin, well, we could really tie the knot like Siamese twins. We could really tie the knot like Siamese twins. Siamese twins.
Here's a very special surprise. The GLBT Historical Society has also provided me with a video of that concert, with Stephen singing five songs. You'll find a link to that from my website, where I've got an extensive Stephen Grossman tribute section. This is J.D. Doyle, and again, I'm very pleased to be honoring the music of Stephen Grossman on Queer Music Heritage this month. Part 2 of the show will include an interview with Judith Castleberry, Stephen's good friend and the executive producer of the new CD. And there's more. Part 2 will also include Stephen singing three songs from another live radio performance from 1976. I want to close with my favorite song from the new album, and it really captures the spirit of why I love his music. In his history, it was when Stephen met again with his producers at Mercury Records to discuss a follow-up album. He was essentially told, not unless he dropped the gay stuff, to which he would not agree. I'm going back to Richard Jorkin to let him introduce the song Last Pioneers.
Oh, Last Pioneers. Well, that's a song about Stephen coming to New York in 1976 when bicentennial celebrations were happening in New York, sort of juxtaposing a bird's eye view of New York Harbor and the Statue of Liberty against an image of, what does Stephen say? From the brothers who can't disguise it even in men's clothing and the sisters who just do not pass comes the spirit of my people, courage over fear, the last pioneers.
You can show what I watch on the TV, what I dance to at the bar. You get your hands into everything. Try to get me to look like what you are. Well, I may wear your fashions and work at 9 to 5. But I told you all along, there are some things that I won't compromise. Now those record people didn't want me. They said I was too direct. So I went home and I trashed myself. My friend Jay said, what'd you expect? They want you to live a lie so you'll get on the radio. But you keep on doing what you do, and poetry is telling the show. I said, I know, from the brothers who can't disguise it.
birds who just do my best. Comes the spirit of my people, courage over fear. Comes the only trust I find when the enemies are near. If we call the struggles were over, we would still be the pride, but you were so disrespectful. On your birthday, I just cried. There's a fleet of ships on the Hudson, and they sailors open hand. And when he offered me passage, I said, there is no promised land. On the rooftops, holding cameras and drinks, an SOS from Miss Liberty. I said, let that old girl sing. Tonight I'm feeling righteous. I've got my music and my cause. And though the sirens may be screaming, though those sirens may be screaming, I can only hear applause from the brothers who can't disguise it, even in men's clothing, and the sisters who just do not bear.